The embattled Junior Coalition Party Public Affairs has launched an online vote for the new party leader. Some 6,000 registered party supporters have until Monday to pick one of three candidates, including the incumbent chairman, Radekyon. But regardless of who becomes the new public affairs chairperson, the scandal-stricken party with dwindling approval ratings is likely to remain the weakest link in the Czech center-right government. Jan Richter has more.
In a video message on the public affairs website, incumbent chairman Radek Jón explains why he should be re-elected leader of the smallest coalition party. Mr. Jón suggests the party continue pursuing its anti-corruption agenda, curb the waste of public money, and follow up on issues that gained the party seats in the lower house. His rivals for the post, Deputy Chair Karolina Pík and the little-known MP Dagmar Navrátilová, come up with strategies that only differ in the details. While Ms. Navrátilová cautiously questions the party's role in the government, Deputy Party Chair Karolina Pík, if elected, wants to focus on strengthening the inner party structure and on building a clearer public profile of the party. But none of the three candidates offer remedies to what's been haunting public affairs in recent months, a non-transparent decision-making process and corruption within the party itself. Eric Best is a Prague-based US commentator.
Ms. Pík definitely struck the right tone in terms of saying that the party needs to clean itself up a bit, it needs to return to its basic promises of being the anti-corruption party. But then a document comes out the very week of the election that suggests that she was actively involved in organizing the corruption on the party in party funding. So it really makes you wonder what the new party or the new promise, the new platform is going to be.
The document from 2009 suggests that party leaders had agreed, once they gained power, to overprice public contracts and cash in the difference. It was the latest in a long line of scandals that brought about a deep crisis within the government. As a result, the unofficial public affairs leader, Vít Bárta, was forced to quit as transport minister, while official party chairman Radek Jón had to step down as the Minister of Interior. The party's approval ratings dropped dramatically as a result, but commentator Eric Best is skeptical about the new leader's chances to reverse the trend.
I think the party can stabilize some, but it's going to stabilize at a much lower level, and I don't think it's going to be able to get back to the 7, 9, or 11% approval rating that it's had in the past. And in terms of whether the cabinet is stable, I think the general feeling, with, of course, no way to justify or prove this, the general feeling is that maybe in June or so there is going to be a major shake up and the government could be on its way out, and with the main reason being the situation within the public affairs party.
There is another reason why the vote is of limited importance for the future of public affairs. Important decisions are made outside the party's official structures, often in the apartment of party founder, sponsor and unofficial leader Vít Bárta. Mr. Bárta has decided not to run for the official post, as he would be an easy target, but neither has he shown any sign he is willing to give up his behind-closed-doors influence.
Jan Richter reporting there on the vote for the party chairman that is underway and to decide who will lead public affairs.